It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. Welcome to Friday, the 25th day of the month. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now downtown, it's 59 degrees.
Still have two lanes restricted on 215's West Belt. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this hour the same way we did last, with breaking news along I-215 West Belt, where a woman has died after she was hit by multiple cars on the freeway.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the very latest on the investigation. John?
Yeah, Amanda, highway officials say they first started getting reports at about 12:30 overnight that someone was walking around on foot on I-215 and then was hit by multiple vehicles. Upon arrival, officials say they found that individual dead at the scene. They say investigators are still hard at work trying to piece together just exactly what happened.
Yeah, right now, we do have our major crash investigation team on scene, as well as our investigators with the State Bureau of Investigation, trying to piece together what happened, getting a timeline.
Trooper Chris Bishop with UHP says because there's still so much unknown, they are treating the area as a crime scene. A couple of northbound lanes at 47 South have since reopened, and troopers say all the drivers involved in the accident have been cooperating. And in fact, one of the drivers that may have hit the woman was the first to call in the accident to dispatch. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A police standoff involving a couple who owe about $1 million in back taxes has ended with their arrest. Here's KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Utah County Sergeant Spencer Cannon says the man, Paul Kenneth Cromar, was in a long-term situation with the federal government after going years without paying taxes. A court issued his house in the Cedar Hills neighborhood be seized, but Cromar and his wife had been squatting there for roughly 8 months while the legal proceedings continued.
There are some assertions by Mr. Cromar that he had not been afforded his right to due process in the courts.
A standoff ended peacefully. No one was hurt. Cromar and his wife were arrested without incident. A press briefing by sheriff's deputies was interrupted by a noisy crowd in support of Cromar. Cannon says a few from that crowd were detained but were expected to be released. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year.
A dinner held by the Alta High School cheer squad is drawing criticism because those attending were not following COVID-19 guidelines. And it took place after the school had been closed because of an outbreak.
I'm involved with choir and debate, and I haven't been able to meet with debate at all. And we can't even take off our masks to sing.
Video from the event shows participants were not wearing masks and were not social distancing. District officials say they will be talking with the adults involved.
Some teachers in the Davis School District are rallying against the new back-to-school schedule. We get the details from KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Elementary school students in the Davis School District are going back to in-person classes 4 days a week on Monday. But ninth grade teacher Jennifer Baker worries about her friends because kids often come to school sick during flu season, and the class sizes in Davis are large.
With that many more students in a room at the same time, the more viral load that our staff is exposed to. And our students, of course, obviously, too, even though, you know, elementary kids tend to have milder symptoms.
However, the school board voted for the back-to-school plan this week because there have been very few coronavirus outbreaks in Utah elementary schools. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
A curfew leads to fewer protesters in Louisville. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. The curfew was 9 p.m. and the Kentucky lawmaker who authored a bill to ban no-knock warrants was among two dozen arrested in Louisville last night during smaller demonstrations. Some took refuge in a church where the minister tells KTNV,
"We're tired of the police killing us. Point blank period."
Representative Attica Scott faces rioting charges. Her bill came in the wake of the Breonna Taylor killing. One person hospitalized after being hit by a vehicle while marching in Hollywood at a Taylor demonstration. The driver detained and released. Other protests were held around the nation.
This ain't no Trump.
This ain't no Trump.
This ain't no Trump.
This ain't no Trump.
The demonstrations were smaller but boisterous. And President Trump brought a campaign message of law and order to Florida.
They lay down their lives for people they never met. They're incredible. Law enforcement. Let's give them a hand, please.
Democrat Joe Biden also expressing support for law enforcement as well as backing police reform. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
October 1st is approaching, and the airline industry is dreading it. That's when CARES Act funding expires and thousands of furloughs will begin.
I have my dream job, and so I have been asking myself, like, what do you do when you lose your dream job? Where do you go from there? I don't have any answers right now.
Annette Hala is one of 13,000 United Airlines employees who will be furloughed, along with 17,000 American Airlines workers and another 1,000 from Delta.
KSL Weather with Grant Lehman. We're looking at one more day of smoky skies as a cold front moving into the Wasatch Front stirs things up.
Folks who have been wanting a fall weather will really get to enjoy it for this weekend. It's one more warm day here as the breezes pick up and a front moves in. We get more sunshine, but it'll be a north breeze tomorrow and quite a bit cooler. So we're looking for a temperature drop of more than 10 degrees, at least as far as the high temperature goes. And then those morning lows are going to dip back into the 50s.
Grant says our high temperatures aren't expected to get back to the 80s until at least Wednesday.
Coming up on KSL, a Utah city is thinking about selling naming rights to things like park benches and city-owned buildings.
And triple team traffic.
Looking good on I-15, but we still have two lanes blocked to the right on northbound 215 in Taylorsville. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 6:05.
Think you know the story? Think again. There is such intensity around Supreme Court nominations because Congress is not doing its job. Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson. Inside Sources, 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback, so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's TOW CARS, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
Hey, if you're just tuning in this morning, we're keeping an eye on investigation still going on I-215. That's the West Side Belt Route where a woman was killed overnight, an auto pedestrian accident, hoping to get that cleared before the real movement of the drive-in this morning gets underway. We'll be checking in, of course, with Andy Farnsworth.
The city of Lehigh is talking about selling naming rights to city buildings or parks. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas says the money would be used to maintain those assets.
The proposed administrative policy would allow sponsors to put their names on trees, playgrounds, trails, even municipal buildings. The Daily Herald reports high-value assets like buildings would require a city council vote, with others just needing administrative approval. And there would be some naming standards in place as well to avoid derogatory or discriminatory names. Some council members expressed support for the policy, but they didn't vote on whether to adopt it. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
As a program designed to bring more people into downtown Salt Lake City enters its second weekend, KSL-TV's Deanie Wimmer reports it's also expanding.
Salt Lake City is closing more streets downtown to make room for visitors. It's part of the Open Streets Initiative to allow space for outdoor dining, performances, and art displays. The initiative closes Main Street between 3rd and 4th South. Now, the city is expanding their efforts, and they will close Main Street from 4th South over to South Temple.
The Open Street Initiative runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings through October 10th.
West Coast winemakers are probably going to want to forget about 2020. Smoke from Western wildfires has tainted grapes in California, Oregon, and Washington. The resulting ashy flavor could spell disaster for the 2020 vintage. That on top of everything else. The smoke has been especially bad this year. Sometimes it's been thick enough to obscure vineyards drooping with grapes ready for harvest.
Well, my wife will be devastated. that's why she keeps me around. I don't drink her wine. It is 6:09. Let's see how the roads are doing this morning. And yes, it's triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy Farnsworth, what's the latest?
Well, Tim, it's Taylorsville that's having trouble this morning. Northbound on the West Belt, you got two lanes blocked from just after 47th South up to just about 35th as the investigation continues on that fatal auto pedestrian crash. But we also have a crash on 47th South right in front of the Credit Union at 2700 West. Traffic backed up all the way to 3200 West. It's going to take you, looks like, an extra 5 to 10 minutes just to get to I-215's on-ramps in Taylorsville along 4700 South. Eric?
I-15 Utah County looking pretty good. We heard of a crash in Springville, but not seeing any delays on the freeway there going by the two exits. And if you're an American Fork, we do have a little bit of break happen just past 500 East. That's on the northbound side. But from that point all the way to downtown Salt Lake, no problems. Heather?
No delays right now through Weber and Davis County. You've got a problem-free drive as you make your way southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake. That's about 30 minutes. No delays as you go east or west on I-84 through the mountains. And no accidents reported on city streets. Prime Meridian Healthcare. Seek out care early and often with a care team that has time for your personal needs. Reduce, reverse, and reclaim your health and get your life back. PrimeMeridian.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And one more hot day today. Let's check in with you, Grant.
Things are going to be warming up one more time here, and then it cools down quite a bit for the upcoming weekend. A front moving through. 86 today with a lot of sunshine, but 74 the high tomorrow. And again, mostly sunny, a little breezy. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Was a cool ride in this morning, 58 degrees.
Can't wait to hear about this next, Tim. They're using coronavirus sniffing dogs at an airport in Finland. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
More on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
We'll figure that one out next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for starting your morning with us and riding along. Tim and Amanda to wrap up the week here on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
At Strategic Planning Group, we offer a no-nonsense and no-pressure approach to retirement planning and investment management. We'd like to invite you to take our Strategic Retirement Score Test. This questionnaire will provide you with an understanding of your retirement preparedness. There are many considerations to make before and during retirement. If you want to know how prepared you are for retirement, we invite you to go to strategicutah.com. Also, if you have an investment proposal or have executed a retirement strategy and you want to receive a second opinion, go to strategicutah.com and receive Strategic Planning Group's complimentary SOS. That's our second opinion service. We can help you analyze whether your proposed or current retirement strategy is a good fit for you. You can also reach us by phone at 801-627-2200. Listen to Strategic Planning Group on KSL News Radio, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Advisory services offered through Strategic Planning Group, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Close your eyes, unless you're driving. Now, imagine over 1 million books stacked on top of one another. That's over 30 miles high. Now, what if you could fit all these books into your phone and listen to story after story anytime and any place you wanted? With Scribd, you can. That's Scribd, S-C-R-I-B-D. Like fibbed or ribbed, but spelled S-C-R-I-B-D. It's endless streaming for reading. But instead of TV shows, you're getting audiobooks, ebooks, magazines, podcasts, sheet music, and more, all through a single app. With a subscription to Scribd.com, you get endless entertainment and knowledge. From New York Times bestsellers to classics you've always wanted to read. For a limited time, try Scribd free for 30 days. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. For your free 30-day trial, get the app on your favorite mobile device or go to Scribd.com and sign up now. That's S-C-R-I-B-D.com, Scribd.com.
There's a whole lot of camping going on. That's right. The RV show was canceled, but the manufacturers are sending millions of dollars of excess inventory to Paris RV. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your family's future. Fun, relaxation, camping, RVing across the country. Spending that valued time you worked so hard for to have the luxury of spending time with your loved ones. With the manufacturer sending Paris RV millions of dollars of inventory, this is the time to find that travel trailer, tent trailer, fifth wheel, motorhome, or toy hauler that you've been dreaming of. Get to Paris RV now. Now, hundreds will be on display at Utah's low price leader, Paris RV, now through September 26th at both Murray locations, 4360 South State and 5545 South State, or shop online at parisrv.com. Don't miss out on this huge inventory event.
Thanks again for waking up with us and reaching out to us. Many have already this morning, and we appreciate that. On the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, it's always great to know you're out there. You can dial us up, of course, at 57500. KSL News Time, 614. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a fatal auto pedestrian accident on I-215 has shut down a stretch of the highway. UHP officials say they don't know why a woman was walking around on foot before being hit by multiple vehicles. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, a couple has been arrested after a standoff over unpaid taxes at their former home in Cedar Hills.
Third, let's get the latest on that drive brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your faith.
Traffic on I-15 is fine. I-215 still has two lanes restricted at 4100 South, and a crash 47th South at 2700 West, causing some eastbound backups in Taylorsville. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today, a little breezy in 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 58 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says he'll announce his pick to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court on Saturday. But today, it's a Capitol Hill tribute to the justice who died 1 week ago. ABC's Terry Moran is on Capitol Hill.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the first woman to lie in state at the Capitol. This high honor. Amazing it took so long. Appropriate that it's Ruth Ginsburg. There'll be a small private ceremony in Statuary Hall. We expect there'll be music, her beloved opera. And we're hearing that Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, plan to attend.
The Senate on Thursday unanimously passed a resolution affirming a peaceful transition of power as President Trump continues to cast doubt on the election. Campaigning Thursday in Charlotte, the president talked health care and signed an executive order.
The first ever executive order to affirm it is the official policy of the United States government to protect patients with pre-existing conditions.
However, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, made it the law to cover pre-existing conditions. Healthcare is at the forefront amid the pandemic, and days after the U.S. surpassed 200,000 deaths from COVID-19, the CDC is out with a new projection amid fears the Jewish High Holy Days could lead to case increases.
The CDC is forecasting as many as 23,000 more coronavirus deaths by October 17th. 33 states, plus Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico, are seeing an increase in cases. President Trump is now threatening to reject stricter FDA standards that could slow the release of a vaccine. With concerns that the White House is injecting politics into the pandemic response, six states and D.C. have announced plans to review vaccine data independently.
That's ABC's Alex Prochet. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth. This is interesting. An airport in Finland has deployed COVID-sniffing dogs in an effort to keep sick passengers from boarding planes.
Scientists are carefully watching the pilot program to see if dogs could be one answer to slowing the spread. We get the story from ABC's Gio Benitez.
This morning, Finland is willing to bet a dog's nose may be powerful enough to identify COVID-19. Helsinki Airport launching a pilot program with 10 so-called coronavirus-sniffing dogs. Now, here's how the airport says the trial works. A traveler will swipe their skin with a wipe, it's put in a jar, and in a second room, a dog will sniff it. The trainers in Finland say the dog will have an answer in just 10 seconds. The airport says preliminary tests conducted by a university research group say dogs are able to smell the virus with almost 100% certainty. Though it may be different in the real world, something American doctors are looking at too, because even lab-run COVID tests can produce false positives or false negatives.
We're starting to look at if dogs can detect an odor associated with COVID-19.
Dr. Cynthia Otto at the University of Pennsylvania School of Veterinary Medicine telling GMA earlier this year about a groundbreaking program to see if dogs could identify COVID-19.
What we're trying to do is find if there's an odor, a volatile organic compound, basically, that is telling us that there is a difference. What we're hoping is that the dogs can figure that out.
The results of that study are currently under journal review.
Good girl.
Still, both Customs and Border Protection and TSA tell ABC News that there are no plans to train canines to detect COVID-19.
And again, scientists have not yet confirmed that here, but they are studying it, and a lot of people are interested in those results.
Yeah, we're interested in those results, but they'd have to be awfully darn, you know, high.
They need to be accurate most of the time.
Yes, right.
Otherwise,
or can you imagine
mayhem.
how furious people would be if they were prevented from flying and it turned out to be a false positive.
Yesterday, we were talking about one airline, I think it was United, was talking about being able to rapid test people at the airport if they were going from San Francisco to Hawaii or any state that may have 14-day quarantines on the other side. So they're thinking about it anyway, trying to get more people to fly. And, and if dogs do that in Finland, I guess that's the hope. But our thanks to Gio Benitez for helping us out on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
6:19, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic backed up 4700 South in Taylorsville between 3200 West and the I-215 on-ramps. It's because of a crash just before the 215 on-ramps. Then on the West Belt itself, two right lanes remain blocked from 41st up to 3500 South as investigation continues from the auto ped crash. But I don't see any I-15 delays between Drake in downtown. Eric?
If you're down in Utah County, you're not going to have any troubles moving north from Provo to Point of the Mountain, although there is a little bit of brake tapping right at Lehigh's Main Street on the northbound side. Redwood Road looks good as well if you're heading north out of Saratoga Springs up to 2100 North or to the Port of Rockwell turnoff. Heather?
No problems through Weber and Davis County. We are accident-free and not a lot of traffic on the roadways, although you will see some heavier patches from time to time southbound I-15 moving between Clearfield and Bountiful. You also have good speeds on Legacy Parkway and the West Side Belt if you're heading over toward the airport. Upgrade your kitchen now and get your dream appliances before the holidays. At locally owned Durden's, Black Friday deals start now. Durden's on 5th South and Bountiful, brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Yes, we'll get a cooler 7-day forecast, but you might have to wait one more day.
Sunny, warm again today, and it's going to be a little breezy with south winds up to 86. Quite a bit cooler tomorrow with a north breeze and only 74. Sunshine 71 on Sunday. Warms to 73 on Monday with a lot of sun. And then a little warmer than that Tuesday. 78, mostly sunny. Back up to near 80 on Wednesday. Sunshine and 81 Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's see, right now downtown it's 58 degrees. We are anticipating the announcement from President Trump tomorrow of his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. And what, you know, one interesting thing, I know that people are out and about on Saturday and will likely not be sitting by their televisions to get that information. If you don't have, if you're not in your car and aren't listening to the radio, it's a good idea to text the word news to 57500 so you can get that breaking news from our text service. One of the things I love about that breaking news text service that we have here at KSL is that the most important things will come to me right on my phone.
Yeah.
So if I don't have the radio on or I'm not at home watching the news, whatever the breaking news is, and we don't abuse it, I mean, we use it for breaking news, will come to me right on my phone. So if you want that service and you want to know exactly what the nominee is the minute it happens, text just the word news, N-E-W-S, to 57500, and you'll be included in our breaking news service.
Things are going to move quickly from there into the Senate. And, of course, we got the first presidential debate coming up on Tuesday, too.
Right.
So a lot happening in a very short period of time. Speaking of that, Sean Michael Lyle is awaiting our call at the KSL National News Desk. We'll head there next, and it looks like the markets are gathering back some of the losses this morning. We'll check the futures next.
I'm Congressman Chris Stewart. Throughout my time in Congress, many things have changed, from national security and privacy to the right to life and religious liberty. These challenges have kept me very busy. I'm one of the few members of the elite China Task Force and created the National Suicide Hotline. I voted to protect newborns by supporting the Born Alive Act and to help funding for Hill Air Force Base, national parks, and the new Salt Lake Airport. I'm Congressman Chris Stewart, fighting the tough fights and delivering for Utah.
I'm Chris Stewart, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Friends for Chris Stewart.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers Program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y Camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Aviation fans raise a glass to a retired aircraft, and we get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, you heard Australia's Qantas Airways just retired their fleet of Boeing 747s.
Well, it is a bittersweet moment because at the same time, there's newer aircraft with better range, better economics.
That's the CEO, but there's something from the old birds nostalgic travelers can have for themselves. Qantas offered for sale fully stocked bar carts from the planes. These are the ones flight attendants pushed up and down the aisles. They've retired 1,000 747s, each had its own bar cart. But if you want one, sorry, aviation buffs bought them all out, 1,000 of them, as soon as they went on sale, about $1,500 each. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Launching Utah's Money Now, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Jeff Bezos is about to launch a used rocket for a record-breaking seventh time. The Amazon-backed space program called Blue Origin plans to use the rocket to eventually send items to the moon.
KSL, is there somebody at the moon ordering from Amazon? Why do you do that?
It's exactly? Not on Prime, though, I'll tell you that.
That's a lot of money to spend for a promotional trip. KSL Drives BMW will pay an $18 million fine to resolve accusations they inflated sales numbers in the U.S. The accusations say the company was trying to show they were closing the sales gap with other premium auto companies.
McDonald's is celebrating the 25th anniversary of the McFlurry by selling pajamas, of course. The company's website is listing the yellow pajamas covered with pictures of the ice cream treat for $25. You also get a coupon for a free McFlurry with your PJs.
Why not? Dow Jones Industrial Futures still down about 151 points. The S&P down only 13. The NASDAQ just moments ago was in the green, but now it's off by almost 4 points.
So BYU takes on Troy, the Troy Trojans, tomorrow. We can't go to the game,
right?
But we can hear the game right here on KSL News Radio. And I just had to check with Randall because I forgot what the kickoff time was. Kickoff time is 8:15. It's a late one.
Yeah.
So 8:15 p.m. right here on KSL News Radio.
Going to be nippy out there tomorrow night. No fans in the stands, unfortunately. But they are playing football. And by the way, so will the University of Utah. We got that word yesterday.
Yeah, excited about that.
They're going to gear up over the next 7 weeks, and schedules are being formed right now, so we'll have the latest on that for you, too. Coming up, we'll check your traffic and weather together.
You don't have to put your remodeling dream on hold. You're home. And now that time can be more productive than you imagined. With 3-day kitchen and bath, your dream can be completed in 3 days. Guaranteed. But here's the best part. You start online at 3daykitchen.com. That's the number 3, then daykitchen.com. Start your remodel right by requesting a virtual meeting. This allows the 3-day pros to meet and greet you without actually getting together in person. So much can be done in these virtual meetings that you don't have to put your remodeling dream on hold. You've got the time, and now you have the means to start and complete a remodel in just 3 days. Kitchen, bath, both. Visit 3daykitchen.com or call 877-229-8829 and get details. Remember, that's the number 3, then daykitchen.com or call 877-229-8829. You're a click or call away from starting your next remodel. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath, helping you create dreams.
3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
For the top quality kitchen or bath of your dreams, visit 3daykitchen.com.
People think saving money is hard, but really, it's easy. It's as simple as changing a few spending habits. For free tips on how to save the easy way, check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The plan came like a thunderclap.
We have an obligation.
It's appropriate to look at the Constitution.
I'm not going to vote to move this process forward.
Listen all this week for complete coverage as the High Court is shaped for a generation. Listen 3 and 4 times a day to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News Time, 6:29. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Our big problems in Taylorsville right now. Eastbound 47 South, a crash blocking the right lane, has traffic backed up now almost back towards 3600 West for eastbounders on 47 South. And then once you get on the West Belt, you've got the two right lanes blocked going north up towards 35th South as they continue investigation from last night's fatal crash. Eric?
I-15 looks good, though, if you're moving from the Draper-Sandy area up through South Salt Lake all the way to downtown. You don't have any accidents there. And though delays in Utah County still have a little bit of brake tapping northbound in Lehigh at Lehigh's Main Street, though. Heather?
Traffic is filling in. Southbound I-15 in Clearfield, Layton, and Kaysville. Still not quite enough cars to cause any type of delay or brake lights showing up. You have good speeds on US 89. No one backing up when the lights turn red at those larger intersections. And the city streets are pretty quiet right now. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And let's take a look at today's hot day. Maybe one of the last ones. Over to you, Grant.
Front's coming in, and this is going to be a warm day today, but it cools quite a bit starting tomorrow. 86 the high today with a lot of sunshine. Still breezy out there with the south wind, and then breezy tomorrow. But sunshine and cooler, 74. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
58 degrees.
We've still got lane restrictions on 215's West Belt and a crash in Taylorsville. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We continue to follow a developing story in West Valley this hour where police are searching for a missing boy.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the very latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, West Valley police say they're still looking for a missing 11-year-old boy. Jackson Allen was reportedly visiting the area of Bingham High School around 6 o'clock last night when he walked off. The boy's about 5 feet tall, according to police, and has dark brownish hair. He was last seen wearing black pants with a black hoodie that has either gray or white sleeves. Now, West Valley police is encouraging anyone with information to please come forward to help them out at this time. The best number to contact them is at 801-840-4000. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We're also following another developing story along the West Side Belt where the Highway Patrol is investigating a deadly auto pedestrian crash. It happened last night near I-215 and 39 South. A woman was hit by multiple cars on the freeway. Troopers say they're not sure what she was doing, but each of the drivers who hit her did stop and are cooperating with the investigation.
Utah's 2020 school year.
Some teachers will be rallying against the new back-to-school plan outside the Davis School District offices this afternoon. Ninth grade teacher Jennifer Baker says plexiglass shields will not protect her friends who teach elementary school.
I don't know a single teacher who teaches behind their desk. We are up in the room. We are around. We are helping kids. We're answering questions. We have kids that need to talk to us privately. So the plexiglass in that way is pretty much useless.
District officials say there have been very few coronavirus outbreaks in Utah elementary schools, which is why they're moving those campuses to mostly in-person instruction.
Louisville sees another night of protest, but without the violence. KSL's top national stories. Let's go to Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, a police-enforced curfew helped tamp down Breonna Taylor demonstrations in Louisville last night.
The time is 9 o'clock. The curfew order is in effect.
A couple dozen arrests were made. Small protests were held in cities around the country after officers involved in Taylor's death were not charged with her shooting. Support for racial justice demonstration is dropping, according to a new Associated Press poll. 54% supported the demonstrations in June, but that's down to 39%, with 44% opposed. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before Congress yesterday there's no evidence of a coordinated effort to interfere with the upcoming election. He says hacking the actual voting process
would be a major challenge for an adversary, but people should make no mistake, we're vigilant.
Voting is conducted by over 3,100 independent county elections offices around the U.S. And the first woman to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol receives the high honor today as the casket of Ruth Bader Ginsburg is placed in the Statuary Hall. But add another bit of history as the late Justice Ginsburg also becomes the first Jewish person to lie in state at our Capitol. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Well, the Utes will play football this fall. The Pac-12 announced that decision yesterday. But KSL News Radio's Dan Baumus reports the Utah fans will have to stay across the green and not in the stadium.
A rapid testing system for COVID-19 was a key part of the decision by the Pac-12 conference to resume football. University of Oregon President Michael Schill chairs the conference's CEO committee.
And that will allow us to identify if anyone becomes infected
and remove them from play before they affect other people.
KSL Sports reports the plan is to have teams play six games starting November 6th, with a seventh game as a playoff for the top teams in each division. But there won't be fans in the stands. U Athletic Director Mark Harlan issued a statement yesterday saying fans will not be allowed at any sporting competition. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The Mountain West Conference has also approved a fall football schedule that will start sooner than the Pac-12. The Mountain West says teams will play eight games beginning October 24th with a conference championship game set for December 19th. Teams, including Utah State, have not released their schedules just yet.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. Fall officially began on Tuesday, but temperatures really haven't felt that way. That changes by the end of the day tomorrow.
Quite a bit cooler. You will feel the difference by the time we get to the upcoming weekend. And by the time we get to the afternoons of the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at highs only in the 70s. So again, quite a bit cooler than it's been lately. And we're going to keep this cooling trend for the first few days of next week. So early fall weather, I would say, coming our way starting tomorrow.
Grant says tomorrow's high will only be in the mid-70s. That's more than 10 degrees cooler than it will be today. Lower 70s by Sunday and Monday.
Coming up on KSL, a woman watching a high school football game without a mask is tased and taken away by police.
And triple team traffic.
Huge delays on 4700 South in Taylorsville between Bangor and 215 because of a crash. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 635.
We're monitoring 24/7 for the latest information on the Supreme Court. Get the fastest updates plus meaningful discussion here. This week, ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio.
Welcome to Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. Rick Smith is an owner-manager and escrow officer at Title Guarantee. Rick, tell us about your experience working with a bank to better manage your business.
Alta Bank came in at a time when we were lost in the mix with another bigger regional bank. We were a small fish in a big tank with them. But the people at Alta Bank make us feel like we are a big fish. We have three or four people that care about our business and will drop anything to help us with whatever our need might be. We feel appreciated and have loved our change to Alta Bank.
When should businesses think about using their bank's cash management services?
We've found that it pays to have conversations with your banker. Help them get to know your business, ask what they can offer or suggest. As Alta Bank has gotten to know our business, they've suggested alternative options. They've helped us to improve our protocols and safeguards. They have helped protect us from losses and fraud and saved us money that way. They have also saved us a ton of money by setting our business and accounts up in a superior way over the bank we were with prior to joining Alta Bank.
How have you seen your business change while using your bank for help? And what help have you received during the COVID-19 pandemic to ensure your business's security?
Alta Bank has helped us do things in a way that we don't have to go to the bank. We take advantage of remote check deposits, online banking, and treasury management options that help us work from wherever we are physically. We do not hesitate to reach out to our banker with whatever our immediate need might be. Everyone is so nervous right now that it is nice to know with Alta Bank, we feel secure.
Thank you, Rick. This has been Alta Banking, brought to you by Alta Bank. Member FDIC.
Thanks for starting your morning with us this morning. We're keeping an eye on a developing story in West Valley where an 11-year-old boy has been missing. The search continues. Police are asking for your help, and we'll have a description and more details coming up.
A woman in Ohio was tased and arrested at a middle school football game this week after she refused to wear a mask or leave the stands when asked by police.
The arrest has sparked outrage online. Here's ABC's TJ Holmes.
This confrontation between a woman and a police officer all started over a mask.
Stop it! Let go of my wrist!
At a middle school football game in Ohio Wednesday, a woman in the stands refused to put on a face covering, violating the school district policy requiring spectators to wear masks at games. When confronted by a school resource police officer, police say she refused to put on a mask, and when asked to leave, she wouldn't comply. Watch what happens next.
Get off of me! Get off of me!
Put your hand behind your back.
I will not put my hands behind my back. I'm not friendly doing nothing wrong.
The officer explains that she's being arrested. When she continues to resist, he uses his taser.
Come on!
You can hear other spectators in disbelief.
This is over a mask.
The scuffle continues as the officer handcuffs her and tries to remove her from the stands.
Brooke, we've done this how many times together?
Police say the woman is Alicia Kitts and that she told them she refused to put on the mask because of her asthma. They also say Kitts wasn't technically arrested for not wearing a mask. Rather, saying in a statement, she was asked to leave the premises for continually violating school policy. Once she refused to leave the premises, she was advised she was under arrest for criminal trespassing. She resisted the arrest, which led to the use of force. Outrage over the video prompted Superintendent Monte Boehner to place the school district on lockout after receiving threats on Thursday, though none were found to be credible. He says the district has done their best to make the mask policy clear.
We have signs in our stadium. We remind parents when they come in. We do public announcements. Be sure to wear your mask. Kids are watching. So I think as adults, we have to follow the rules.
We've seen instances before, whether on the football field or the friendly skies. Tense moments over mask use.
Wow. Think of all the bad lessons we taught kids in that interchange.
Yeah.
KSL News Time 639. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, our big problems are in Taylorsville. First, a crash eastbound 4700 south at 2700 west has traffic backed all the way to Bangor Highway as the right lane is blocked. We also have the two right lanes restricted on northbound 215 going up between 41st and 3500 South. Investigation into last night's fatal crash. And now a crash at 45th South Highland Drive. A couple of cars pretty mashed up at that intersection, and it is blocking traffic westbound to southbound and one of the eastbound left lanes. Eric?
All quiet on the Utah County front. Right now, I-15 looks good. 24 minutes northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. We had some earlier slowdowns between American Fork and Lehigh, but that seems to be all gone. The major feeder is getting over to the freeway, Utah County. That's all in good shape. I-15, Salt Lake County looks good from Point of the Mountain to downtown. Heather?
Also a pretty quiet drive in Weber and Davis County. No delays that I'm seeing right now on the major freeways. Traffic is filling in a bit, especially if you're southbound I-15, moving through the Layton, Kaysville, Farmington area, but not quite enough traffic yet to cause any type of delay. We are starting to see a few extra cars on 5600 South in Roy, as well as on US 89 and through Heights. Head to Logan now. Leaves are turning red and orange in the canyons. Check out live performances of Forever Plaid and the Taffetas with social distancing. Visit ExploreLogan.com for hot getaway deals. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Yep, we'll be back in the upper 80s today. South winds bringing some warm air.
Sunny skies warms up to 86 today, but it's cooling quite a bit for the weekend. 74 degrees tomorrow and a lot of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman in KSL Weather Center.
Right now, downtown, 58 degrees.
Interesting story we're going to go in depth on coming up next. The governor of New York says he will not trust the FDA when it comes to approving a coronavirus vaccine. They're going to conduct their own review. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
We're Altabank. Being a century old, we've seen a lot. We've been through tough times, and we've learned how to get through them. It's by helping each other along the way, offering support and guidance. It's by offering a hand and lifting each other up. We'll come through this stronger and more united, so that together, we'll go higher than ever before. Visit us at altabank.com.
With COVID-19, a lot of things in your life have been put on hold, but your business with the courts in Utah no longer has to wait. Utah's courts are providing many important services by phone and email during the COVID pandemic. From hearing information, making payments, requesting protective orders, and filing documents in most cases can be done by phone or email. If you need help from the courts, let the courts come to you. Go to utcourts.gov for more information. That's utcourts.gov.
Hey guys, Alex and Scott here with Big O Tires. We've been talking about Big O Tires all year, and you know what? This is a great time to get a great deal. Right now through October 11th, save up to $150 off of Big O brand tires. Big O, locally owned and operated. They're ready to serve the community here, and they've been doing it for a long time. Big O's taking all the precautions right now, Scott, keeping people and their customers safe, including wearing masks, sanitizing vehicles, even have contactless drop-off and pickup available.
That's awesome. Big O is more than just tires, though. Come in for brakes, fluids, batteries, alignments, oil changes, and more. Big O wants to keep you and your family safe on the road this fall. So come in for the Fall Healthy Car Special, just $49.95.
Wow.
You know what it includes, Alex?
Tell me.
Conventional oil and filter change, tire rotation, fluid check, lube chassis, alignment check, multi-point vehicle inspection.
That's a lot of stuff there. So just go in any of those 42 locally owned and operated locations. Logan to Beaver, all the way through October 11th, get that $150 off that Big O brand tires. Big O Tires, the team you trust. BigOTires.com.
The sun is shining and the mountains are calling. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. And with the outdoors beckoning, Alpine is having the biggest outdoor sale of the year. I think we can all agree that now more than ever, it's important that we stay active and keep moving. That's why we're offering $125 off any of our portable oxygen concentrators. These concentrators are game changers. They're lightweight, compact, and battery operated, and easily carried in your backpack for a hike with your dog, picnic with the kids, or a simple walk around the park. If you're not needing oxygen, we thought of you too. When you spend $500 in cash at Alpine Home Medical on a lift chair or scooter, we'll give you 10% off your entire purchase. What a great way to relax after a day outdoors. To find a store near you, visit our brand new website at alpinehomemedical.com. alpinehomemedical.com.
Good morning, KSL News Time 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, a woman is dead after she apparently ran onto the freeway along I-215's West Belt overnight. The Highway Patrol says she was hit by multiple cars, and all of the drivers did stop and are cooperating with the investigation.
Second, the Utah County Sheriff's Office says a couple returned to their former home in Cedar Hills and refused to leave. A standoff ended with their arrest.
Third, let's see what the drive-in looks like if you're making your way this hour. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Well, we got two crashes on city streets causing problems. One's at 45th South and Highland Drive. The other one is at 4700 South and 2700 West. The bigger delays are in Taylorsville, but both are having impacts. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today, a little breezy in 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
58 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Today, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg becomes the first woman and the first Jewish person to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. ABC's Terry Moran is there.
She will be laid to rest next week in Arlington National Cemetery, that ground of heroes, next to her beloved husband, Marty Ginsburg, who died in 2010. The nation paying its final respects publicly today here at the Capitol.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill are expected to attend. President Trump will be on the campaign trail today, 39 days from Election Day and after back-to-back days in which he's refused to commit to a peaceful transfer of power following the election. The Senate Thursday passed a unanimous resolution committing to a peaceful transfer of power. As the coronavirus pandemic rages on, the CDC is now projecting as many as 23,000 more deaths by October 17th. And about 2,000 people were arrested overnight in Louisville amid more protests following the grand jury's decision related to the March shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Brian Clark, ABC News.
We're hoping to be able to connect with ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky here on our in-depth. Headlines this morning that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he doesn't trust the FDA when it comes to approving a COVID vaccine, so his state, New York, will conduct their own review.
Yes, he says, frankly, I'm not going to trust the federal government's opinion. And New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said that they are reviewing and fine-tuning their process so we have a similar independent assessment. I guess there are seven jurisdictions. It's not just New York and New Jersey, but California, Colorado, D.C., Michigan, New York, Oregon, and West Virginia that will all take some sort of corroborating assessment mm-hmm. of what the FDA comes out with to make sure that they feel confident in whatever the assessment is from the FDA.
Boy, and you wonder how this plays. There was enough concern about anti-vaxxers and other people that, you know, are less likely to want to run right out and get this vaccine. Debbie Dujanovic has her own thoughts on whether she'll run right out and get it. And this is going to add, you know, even more doubt there for people to get out and be vaccinated
right.
when that whatever that vaccine is becomes available.
Well, maybe, and there's an argument to be made that the opposite is true, that a second layer of verification, confirmation and corroboration may, if they come out with the same result, it would be here we are now. You have the federal government and now we have our confirmation that it is a good vaccine. Maybe it would give them more confidence.
Might be true. But you, as you mentioned, there are seven jurisdictions looking at this. And if they're using seven different assessment avenues, they could come up with different results. And then you have even more of a nightmare situation. But and it will delay, obviously, when that vaccine is actually going to be available for people to get.
Right.
We're going to miss our conversation, however, with Aaron Katursky.
Sorry about that.
Yep. And hopefully we can catch up with him later this morning, get a little more clarification on that. 6:49 means triple team traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And for that, we go to Andy Farnsworth.
And traffic's still backed up big time in Taylorsville. In fact, it's getting worse. You need to avoid 47 South between Bangor and 215. Or else you're going to be sitting there for over a half an hour just trying to get to the 215 on-ramp. Crash blocking the right lane at that intersection is the reason at 2700 West. And then we have a crash at 4500 South and Highland Drive, a pretty bad one in the intersection. Southbound and eastbound appear to be the ones affected the most, at least as far as a delay to get around the crash. Eric?
Starting to see a little bit more congestion northbound on Foothill Drive right after you exit the 215 eastbound or I-80. Doesn't take long, though, before you're back up to fairly normal speeds, getting up to the University of Utah area, if that's where you're going. I-15 in Utah County, that's looking good right now. No crashes or delays. Heather?
We're looking pretty good through Weber and Davis County. Just seeing a bit of traffic fill in on Washington Boulevard in Ogden. But we're still cleaning up a crash on I-215's West Belt. This is northbound as you approach 3500 South exit. Still have a couple of right lanes blocked, but not a lot of delay in the area. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead now to that 7-day forecast. How much do we cool off in the middle? Over to you, Grant.
Sunshine, a little breezy today and warm up to 86 degrees, but it's going to cool down tomorrow, only 74 and still lots of sunshine. 71, that's going to be it on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. Up to 73 on Monday, sunshine. Sunny and 78 on Tuesday. Warms back up to 80 on Wednesday with sunshine and 81 Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Still on the cool side, 58 degrees.
Want to hear about the latest gadget from Amazon?
Sure.
They've unveiled a flying home camera that you can ask to fly to check the stove if you thought you might have left it turned on.
Oh, so you're in your bedroom, you're too lazy to get up, well, so it will fly to the kitchen.
Well, I guess you could do it from the bed, but if you're not even home.
Oh.
Now, many people have surveillance cameras, you know, security cameras, but this kind of takes it one step further. The company says the drone will automatically take flight if there's movement in the house to show you what's going on. The device was one of several that Amazon unveiled Thursday as part of its annual gadget event.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
The kids will hate it because it can follow them throughout the entire house.
So I'm out on a date and they're home by themselves. I mean, they're, you know, mature teenagers.
Yeah.
And I can follow them and see what they're up to. Oh, I love that.
I wonder what happens when you just shut the door and can't get in. Crazy stuff, but I'm never surprised by the technology these days. We'll get a look at how the money news is shaping up. Check the markets for you next.
The world we live in right now is surreal, and as we all figure out how to navigate the upcoming weeks, Associated Mortgage wants you to know that they're here for you. Lending is continuing, and mortgage rates are flirting with historic lows, so now's an amazing time to refinance. Associated Mortgage has refinancing programs to lower your payment and drop PMI. Refinance and get funds for your home improvement project or consolidate debt. If you're ready to refinance and you've been quoted a rate higher than 2.375%, then call Associated Mortgage right now.
Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state, with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage today at 2.375%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999. 2.625% APR based on 30-year conventional fixed-rate loan, $280,000, OAC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 51389.
Have you been annoyed by people working in your home having to remind them that there's a pandemic, to wear masks, gloves, and shoe covers when they come into your home? Have you had to back up and keep backing up to keep a 6-foot social distance? With so many working from home, our plumbing, heating, air conditioning, drains, and electrical systems are used more and are more likely to break down. I imagine the last thing you want is to have a technician come out, breathe up in your face, and spread germs everywhere. Even as things open up at Whipple Service Champions, we continue to provide our no-contact service calls. This means face masks, gloves, shoe covers, and sanitizing before and after every call. Keep things working, experience the Whipple difference, and get $100 off any plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain cleaning repair of $300 or more. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Recently, Utah suffered one of the most powerful storms in history. KSL News Radio and Clean Cuts Trees are teaming up to replant Utah. I'm talking with Christy and Hampton from Clean Cuts Trees. Guys, you must be crazy busy.
Yeah, we are. Clean Cuts Trees services one of the hardest hit areas, Davis County.
Now, there's a lot of people around the valley trimming trees practically for nothing. Makes me a little bit leery.
Yeah, it should, because many of us don't think about our trees until we're doing fall cleanup or like what just happened with the storm. Trees are like people. They need attention. They can get sick, weak, if not maintained properly. And if you have the wrong person trim the tree, it could lead to sickness or even injury and death of the tree.
We're licensed arborists. When it comes to your trees, trust someone who's a tree specialist.
For diagnosis, trim, removal, or more, visit cleancutswithanstrees.com.
Let us do our part so you can enjoy your landscape.
Clean Cuts Trees. Professional arborists at affordable prices.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. Orders for large durable goods in the U.S. went up a tiny bit in August, following big gains in July.
KSL Drives, the Ring doorbell company, is now offering a camera for your car or truck. The Ring Car Cam has dual cameras that record what's happening around your vehicle, both while driving and while parked.
And Grubhub has released a list of top foods they see ordered as we head into fall. The list includes clam chowder bowls, dishes with meatballs, and chicken pot pies.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The Dow futures down 123. That's a half a percent. S&P futures down 9.7. That's 3/10. The NASDAQ futures up, though, 11.7. That's 0.1%.
Looks like some of those lanes, at least one of those lanes, opened up on the West Side Belt Route. We'll find out next with Triple Team Traffic. KSL News Time, 6:56.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the latest breaking news the minute it happens. Plus traffic, weather, sports, and more. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Bring us home with you, KSL News Radio.
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at smithsfoodanddrug.com/flu. At Smith's Health, we believe that your people are our people.
It is time for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need, with Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Latino community makes up over 14% of our population, equaling over 400,000 people in Utah. Studies show that the Latino community experiences some of the highest health disparities in our state. Poverty and lack of access to health care are both risk factors that contribute to high rates of mental and emotional conditions and substance misuse. Latino Behavioral Health Services wants to change these statistics and the lives of the people they represent. By raising awareness around mental illness and substance abuse disorders, they empower Latinos to give back and help the mental health system be more culturally and linguistically responsive. Participation, leadership, and voices of Latinos in recovery are essential to address many of these issues. Latino Behavioral Health Services offers therapy, peer mentorship, education, and suicide prevention training. Through this, they increase the knowledge about mental illness, reduce stigma, and empower people to create change. To learn more, visit latinobehavioral.org. That's latinobehavioral.org. Select Health recognizes the empowerment given by Latino Behavioral Health Services as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
6:59. Let's get another look of Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
We've got delays now on the West Belt. First time this morning. It looks like, though, they're pulling off the last of the barrels northbound going between 41st and 35th South. So hopefully that delay won't last much longer. We've had big delays all morning along 4700 South between Bangor and 215 because of a crash at 2700 West. That finally in the cleanup stages now. And we still have a crash affecting 4500 South and Highland Drive. Eric?
Let's go down in Tooele County, northbound SR-36, heading up from Tooele to I-80. No problems in Utah County. I-15 is in great shape. Normal times to be had. Traveling up between Santaquin and Lehigh. Heather?
Looks like we have a few brake lights now on US 89. This is right where it meets up with Harrison Boulevard heading south. No problems, though, if you're on I-84 through the mountains, and I-15 still a smooth commute between Ogden and Salt Lake. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Looking for another warm day, 86 for a high today. Then we'll get some 70s all the way through the weekend, matter of fact. 74 tomorrow, 71 Sunday, 73 coming on Monday. Starting the morning cooler, too. It's nice out there, 58 degrees this hour.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.